I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and we're talking about mind games here on Sound Effect from KPLU. Wesley Scott studies the mind. She's a recent University of Washington grad, and she's been doing research in neuroscience and psychology. And her interest in the brain goes back to something that started when she was a kid. She had trouble separating her nighttime dreams from reality. The line between the two was fuzzy. And so when somebody pointed out, hey, this or that wasn't real, you dreamed it, well, she'd just laugh it off. She was 8. As she got older, her lucid dreams continued, and sometimes there were really terrible nightmares.
A lot of my nightmares had to do with, like, religious themes, and they were incredibly frightening and, you know, involving demons and things that when I tell my mother especially about, she kind of would overreact, and she really wanted me to get baptized. We weren't a church-going family, so it was a little weird.
Sleep problems, lucid dreams, confusion, exhaustion, these were things that Wesley just lived with. Then, when she was 25, it started to intrude on her daily life. And that's what eventually led to her diagnosis.
I was working as a caregiver for seniors and disabled adults. And I found myself just falling asleep, you know, in the middle of work. I tried to push it off, like, with my elderly clients, like, try to wait until it was their nap time, and then I could kind of, you know, fall asleep on the floor next to them. But it definitely got to the point where, you know, I'd be walking to get something and be like, oh God, here it comes, and have to lay down in a closet or like on the kitchen floor for a few minutes.
What does that feel like? Because I mean, people have, you know, an image of what narcolepsy looks like or what a narcoleptic episode looks like, and
yeah.
It's usually somebody just like keeling over.
What
is it like and what does it feel like?
It feels terrible. You know, I think everyone, you know, when you explain, you know, I'm sleepy, or when you say excessive daytime sleepiness, they just, oh, I'm a little tired. And it's 100,000 times worse than that. It's like you feel extraordinarily heavy, like you have a giant boulder on you, and like you're being enveloped in something, like a giant black blanket is smothering you. It's just, it's awful.
Very different from sort of surrendering to relief and like you're tired,
no.
So you close your eyes and you drift off to sleep.
Yeah, it's really uncomfortable. And I've had points where, you know, it made me physically ill, like sick to my stomach because I was so tired, like really, really exhausted. Like if you can imagine, the most exhausted you've ever been in your entire life, feeling that way every day.
How often would that happen to you?
Last year, when I was taking classes and trying to hold a job outside of that, it got really bad, and it was every day. And I'd also have hypnagogic hallucinations in class.
So is that sort of half-dreamy thing where you're sleeping and you're waking, visions kind of mixed together, and you don't... You're sort of hallucinating in that way?
Visually, the sensory experience is exactly like being awake, but there are things missing. There are clues that you know that it's not real, but it looks real.
Those are sometimes fun?
Yeah, they're hilarious.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you think of one
so
you could tell me
weird.
About?
I had one where I'm looking at a couch and nothing else is happening. And all of a sudden, this little puppet, this little girl puppet starts rising up, you know, from behind the couch, and she kind of looks around and then looks at me. And it should be horrifying. There's a lot of research with the neurofeedback, people trying to induce hypnagogia because it's supposed to, you know, bring out this creative, amazing brain state. And all of these scientists back in the 17, 1800s were huge proponents of trying to induce themselves into this horrible narcoleptic state.
How did you come to realize that something was wrong? And then how did you come to be able to put a name on it?
I started having REM behavioral disorder symptoms. You know, during REM sleep, your muscles are supposed to be paralyzed, but with this disorder, you're able to move freely while you're dreaming.
So does it read like sleepwalking?
I was sleepwalking. The big event that sort of happened where I was like, oh, okay, it's time for me to go to the sleep doctor. I had spent the night at a friend's apartment and was having this dream that I was at a hotel, and I decided to go for a swim in the pool. And then after the pool, I walked down to the coffee shop, and I wake up and I am actually sitting in a coffee shop, wearing my dress, which is wet somehow, no shoes. And my friend's apartment doesn't have a swimming pool, so I'm not sure if I hopped in a shower.
Was it a straightforward thing to get the diagnosis once you went in, actually, and were seen?
I was sure that I had, you know, this REM behavioral disorder, and, you know, I was like, oh, you know, I had Parkinson's and whatever, and my life is ruined. It turned out that it was a combination of antidepressants and narcolepsy. As soon as I stopped them, all of the extraneous weird movement in my sleep stopped, and my depression went away.
So, like, what do people think when they hear narcolepsy, and how does that compare with the actual experience of it?
You know, I always get the question, like, what do I do if you fall asleep? And that's never going to happen. I know when it's coming. I can do things to try to stave it off. It's not like in the movies where you're walking down the street and you just fall over.
So where have you arrived at? I mean, what kind of treatments are there for narcolepsy, and what has worked or not worked for you?
I am now on Ritalin, 3 months in, and it has completely changed my life.
Really?
Yes. I feel like a normal person must feel. And after taking the first pill, like, the first feeling or thought I had was, I feel like a kid. Maybe it's because I've been sleepy for that long, and it's suddenly like, this was what it was like. No, it's completely changed everything for me.
Has helped with the daytime sleepiness, mm-hmm. or the hallucinations?
All of it.
All of it.
Yeah, I haven't had a single hallucination since I started it. I've been doing what I've been wanting to do for so long, but I was unable to, which is just work, 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 work.
Now you are working in the field. What do you feel like you've learned about the condition, about narcolepsy and the related conditions from your work in brain science?
The brain is the most incredible thing in the universe, but it does have its issues and its shortcomings. And even if you don't have a neurological disorder, there are still plenty of things that could go wrong with it. And the biggest thing I learned is accepting my brain, and both accepting the limitations that I have at times, and at the same time trying to maintain a balance where I'm not forcing boundaries on myself, or, you know, that I'm still pushing boundaries that I might have. So it's, yeah, striking that balance between, yeah, accepting that I can't do everything, but also knowing that I can do a lot more than I necessarily think that I can.
Well, Wesley Scott is a research technologist in the Cognition and Cortical Dynamics Lab at the University of Washington. Hey, Wesley, thanks for being on the show.
Thank you so much.